Trump inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
This is Logan Seculo. We have live coverage of President Trump's inauguration. J.D. Vance is about to take the oath right now. So we're going to join this live. Let's go ahead and do this. We'll be back for commentary in just a moment. Phone lines are open.
I, James David Vance, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Vice President.
There you go. That is Vice President J.D. Vance, who has been sworn in. Again, this is Logan Seculo joining you live. Will Haynes is here as well. We will be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. President Trump about to take the stage to, again, begin his oath of office. That should happen any second now. So if you're watching right now live, don't go anywhere. Even if we go into break, if you're watching on Rumble or on YouTube, it'll immediately come back with the live feed. And welcome to all of our radio audience and everyone that's joining us. Let's go ahead. Now here is President Trump.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
That was the ceremonial. Cannons that are shooting. Just make sure, you know, if you're listening on radio,
right.
You heard
the 21-gun salute with cannons outside the Capitol. So that, if you are watching or just listening, that is not anything
to
terrible
be worried about.
Going wrong.
I know, but there was some loud noises here. The President Trump now talking to his family. A lot of congratulations. A lot of cheering happening right now. If you want to call in with your thoughts, we will be breaking in live to President Trump's speech that will happen in just a moment. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. We're obviously not going to interrupt the president as he makes his speech, but later on in the broadcast, we'll take as many calls and comments as we can. If you're watching on any of our YouTube feed or Rumble feed, we encourage you to put in your comments as well. Let me know where you're watching from. And if you have any thoughts, as we now have a brand new president of the United States, Donald Trump, 47th president of the United States, no longer president-elect, officially sworn in to office. Again, if you are listening or you're watching on the Salem News Channel, it may go to break, but if you're watching on YouTube, on Rumble, any of our social media outlets, we are going to continue this live coverage throughout our breaks. But this is a short break. We'll be back in just a moment for those listening again over terrestrial radio or on SiriusXM. And we'll be back in just a moment. I did want to say thank you to everyone who's become an ACLJ champion. That's someone that gives to the ACLJ on a monthly recurring basis. I encourage you right now to do that if you can. ACLJ.org/champions. Today, it's a big historic day, and you played a big role in it. So again, ACLJ.org/champions. Become a champion today. For your radio audience, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, not going anywhere, on YouTube, Rumble, and social media.
it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Secula. We are going to join back live President Trump's inauguration. He has been officially sworn in. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to have a comment on this historic day, Will.
That's right, and we will be talking about later some of the executive actions that they're saying President Trump will be signing momentarily, as well as some of the pardons that came down from President Biden, including some
just happened
moments before President Trump was sworn in.
Yes, I'll just tell you that real quick. Moments before President Trump was sworn in, we knew the ones this morning, which included Anthony Fauci and the January 6th committee. Now we have James B. Biden, Sarah Jones Biden, Valerie Biden Owens, John T. Owens, and Francis W. Biden, obviously members of the Biden family, who all were granted pardons just 1 minute, I believe, before President Trump was sworn in. I will have to do a background on why specifically those people, but pretty interesting development. We are going to go back now and join the festivities live again inside of the Capitol Rotunda as President Trump is now officially the 47th President of the United States.
It is my honor and pleasure to introduce to you the 45th and the 47th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. Well, thank you very, very much. Vice President Vance, Speaker Johnson, Senator Thune, Chief Justice Roberts, Justices of the United States Supreme Court, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and my fellow citizens. The golden age of America begins right now. From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer. During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first. Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end. And our top priority will be to create a nation that is proud, prosperous, and free. America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before. I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success. A tide of change is sweeping the country, sunlight is pouring over the entire world, and America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before. But first, we must be honest about the challenges we face. While they are plentiful, they will be annihilated by this great momentum that the world is now witnessing in the United States of America. As we gather today, our government confronts a crisis of trust. For many years, a radical and corrupt establishment has extracted power and wealth from our citizens while the pillars of our society lay broken and seemingly in complete disrepair. We now have a government that cannot manage even a simple crisis at home, while at the same time stumbling into a continuing catalog of catastrophic events abroad. It fails to protect our magnificent, law-abiding American citizens, but provide sanctuary and protection for dangerous criminals, many from prisons and mental institutions that have illegally entered our country from all over the world. We have a government that has given unlimited funding to the defense of foreign borders, but refuses to defend American borders or, more importantly, its own people. Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina, been treated so badly. And other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we are watching fires still tragically burn. From weeks ago, without even a token of defense, they're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting. But we can't let this happen. Everyone is unable to do anything about it. That's going to change. We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world. And we have an education system that teaches our children to be ashamed of themselves in many cases, to hate our country despite the love that we try so desperately to provide to them. All of this will change starting today, and it will change very quickly. My recent election is a mandate to completely and totally reverse a horrible betrayal and all of these many betrayals that have taken place, and to give the people back their faith, their wealth, their democracy, and indeed their freedom. From this moment on, America's decline is over. Our liberties and our nation's glorious destiny will no longer be denied, and we will immediately restore the integrity, competency, and loyalty of America's government. Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history, and I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. Thank you very much. That is why each day under our administration of American patriots, we will be working to meet every crisis with dignity and power and strength. We will move with purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every...
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to Secular, joining back with President Trump live right now.
In everything we do, my administration will be inspired by a strong pursuit of excellence and unrelenting success. We will not forget our country. We will not forget our Constitution, and we will not forget our God. Can't do that. Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense. It's all about common sense. First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. Illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my Remain in Mexico policy. I will end the practice of catch and release. And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country. Under the orders I signed today, we will also be designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. By invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, I will direct our government to use the full and immense power of federal and state law enforcement to eliminate the presence of all foreign gangs and criminal networks, bringing devastating crime to U.S. soil, including our cities and inner cities. As Commander-in-Chief, I have no higher responsibility than to defend our country from threats and invasions, and that is exactly what I am going to do. We will do it at a level that nobody's ever seen before. Next, I will direct all members of my cabinet to marshal the vast powers at their disposal to defeat what was record inflation and rapidly bring down costs and prices. The inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices, and that is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill. America will be a manufacturing nation once again, and we have something that no other manufacturing nation will ever have, the largest amount of oil and gas of any country on earth, and we are going to use it. We're going to use it. We will bring prices down, fill our strategic reserves up again, right to the top, and export American energy all over the world. We will be a rich nation again, and it is that liquid gold under our feet that will help to do it. With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal, and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers. In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice. We will build automobiles in America again at a rate that nobody could have dreamt possible just a few years ago. And thank you to the auto workers of our nation for your inspiring vote of confidence. We did tremendously with their vote. I will immediately begin the overhaul of our trade system to protect American workers and families. Instead of taxing our citizens to enrich other countries, we will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich our citizens. For this purpose, we are establishing the External Revenue Service to collect all tariffs, duties, and revenues. It will be massive amounts of money pouring into our treasury, coming from foreign sources. The American dream will soon be back and thriving like never before. To restore competence and effectiveness to our federal government, my administration will establish the brand new Department of Government Efficiency. After years and years of illegal and unconstitutional federal efforts to restrict free expression, I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America. Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Something I know something about. We will not allow that to happen. It will not happen again. Under my leadership, we will restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law. And we are going to bring law and order back to our cities. This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based.
We're not going anywhere. Stay tuned.
As of today,
if you lose us here, go to ACLJ.org for live coverage.
The official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
To Seculo, continue our coverage of President Trump speaking live as he has just been inaugurated.
Like in 2017, we will again build the strongest military the world has ever seen. we will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into. My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and unifier. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker and a unifier. I'm pleased to say that as of yesterday, one day before I assumed office, the hostages in the Middle East are coming back home to their families. America will reclaim its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, most respected nation on earth, inspiring the awe and admiration of the entire world. A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and we will restore the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley, where it should be and where it belongs. President McKinley made our country very rich through tariffs and through talent. He was a natural businessman and gave Teddy Roosevelt the money for many of the great things he did, including the Panama Canal, which has foolishly been given to the country of Panama after the United States. The United States, I mean, think of this, spent more money than ever spent on a project before and lost 38,000 lives in the building of the Panama Canal. We have been treated very badly from this foolish gift that should have never been made, and Panama's promise to us has been broken. The purpose of our deal and the spirit of our treaty has been totally violated. American ships are being severely overcharged and not treated fairly in any way, shape, or form, and that includes the United States Navy. And above all, China is operating the Panama Canal, and we didn't give it to China, we gave it to Panama, and we're taking it back. Above all, my message to Americans today is that it is time for us to once again act with courage, vigor, and the vitality of history's greatest civilization. So as we liberate our nation, we will lead it to new heights of victory and success. We will not be deterred. Together, we will end the chronic disease epidemic and keep our children safe, healthy, and disease-free. The United States will once again consider itself a growing nation, one that increases our wealth, expands our territory, builds our cities, raises our expectations, and carries our flag into new and beautiful horizons. And we will pursue our manifest destiny into the stars, launching American astronauts to plant the stars and stripes on the planet Mars.
All right, we'll be back with continued coverage of President Trump's speech as the inauguration ceremony continues. We'll be right back. Support the work of the ACLJ by going to aclj.org right now. And again, we'll be back in just a moment. If you're watching online, though, we're not going anywhere. So stay tuned on aclj.org, YouTube, and Rumble. We'll be right back.
Ambition is the lifeblood of a great nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
You're listening to Seculo with live coverage of President Trump's inauguration. We'll go right back to it.
From Chicago to Miami, from Houston to right here in Washington, D.C., our country was forged and built by the generations of patriots who gave everything they had for our rights and for our freedom. They were farmers and soldiers, cowboys and factory workers, steel workers and coal miners, police officers and pioneers who pushed onward, marched forward, and let no obstacle defeat their spirit or their pride. Together they laid down the railroads, raised up the skyscrapers, built great highways, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and triumphed over every single challenge that they faced. After all we have been through together, we stand on the verge of the four greatest years in American history. With your help, we will restore America's promise, and we will rebuild the nation that we love, and we love it so much. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So to every parent who dreams for their child, and every child who dreams for their future, I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. We are going to win like never before. Thank you. In recent years, our nation has suffered greatly, but we are going to bring it back and make it great again, greater than ever before. We will be a nation like no other, full of compassion, courage, and exceptionalism. Our power will stop all wars and bring a new spirit of unity to a world that has been angry, violent, and totally unpredictable. America will be respected again and admired again, including by people of religion, faith, and goodwill. We will be prosperous. We will be proud. We will be strong, and we will win like never before. We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken, and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Continuing our live coverage here of President Trump, who just wrapped up his speech, or is he continuing on? That's the question.
He said, God bless America.
God bless America. Felt that way, but he's still up there. Again, we're going to be taking your phone calls coming up. If he does continue to speak, we'll cut right back to it. 1-800-684-3110. And we'll even cover all the other festivities, so there should be some performances and things that will happen as this event progresses. President Trump now leaving stage, so presumably that is the end of the formal ceremonies. I believe now Carrie Underwood is about to come out and perform America the Beautiful. We don't want to miss that. So let's go ahead and cut to Carrie Underwood coming out on stage live right now. Again, in this second half hour of the broadcast, we're going to take your calls if this all wraps up here soon. 1-800-684-3110 to call in. Again, 1-800-684-3110. And as they set up here for, I believe, the performance of America the Beautiful, we're going to keep our coverage alive and continue on.
That's right. And as we wait for Carrie Underwood to sing, a couple things that stood out to me. We had Golden Age of America Begins Now. Sunlight is pouring all over the world. A very positive message. But we'll be going here just shortly to hear Carrie Underwood sing. Don't want to leave you with any radio silence if you're listening over the air. But as soon as she steps up, we will cut to that as well. But I thought comparatively, all the negativity you see around President Trump, it was a very positive message from the president, the now president. Yeah. You can say that, not president-elect. But also some of the things he's going to do immediately.
Yeah,
the border,
from the Panama
day
Canal
one, the Panama Canal.
The Gulf
President
of Mexico.
McKinley, which he pointed out, and many have, was a tariff president, so someone that he obviously admires, maybe some of his political strategy. Renaming what was Denali, renamed Denali under President Obama, back to Mount McKinley. So a lot of things, and it seems very different from the first go around, where you had the fog of Russiagate, the Russia collusion hoax, as we now know it, that was really pressuring the new administration. They were on the defensive almost immediately. And now it seems like everything is wide open and they are hitting the ground running with a lot of work that they are going to be doing day one. I also liked he said, we will be the envy of every nation and will no longer be taken advantage of. But here we go to Carrie Underwood.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the
Carrie Underwood, who had to perform a cappella as they're having some technical issues with the music, and obviously invited everyone to sing along, and she just killed it. I mean, that was phenomenal. So good for her for being able to do that amazing moment as Carrie Underwood performs. Again, we're going to be taking your calls coming up here, and we're going to continue the coverage live of the inauguration ceremonies. I believe they are going to start wrapping up here shortly. But let's go back live to hear them. I probably close this out. As they head into the parties tonight.
I'm Rabbi Ari Berman, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, and Reverend Frank Mund to provide prayers of benediction.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your prophet Jeremiah walked the streets of Jerusalem and blessed its inhabitants with the Hebrew words, Baruch HaGever Esheyivtach BaHashem, blessed is the one who trusts in God. Thousands of years later, this great nation, which adopted these words as its motto, "In God we trust," stands at a moment of historic opportunity. Americans are searching for meaning. Our merciful Father, help us rise to meet this moment. Bless President Donald J. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance with the strength and courage to choose the right and the good. Unite us around our foundational biblical values of life and liberty, of service and sacrifice, and especially of faith and morality, which George Washington called the indispensable supports of American prosperity. Guide our schools and college campuses, which have been experiencing such unrest, to inspire the next generation, to pair progress with purpose, knowledge with wisdom, and truth with virtue. Hear the cry of the hostages, both American and Israeli, whose pain our president so acutely feels. We are so thankful for the three young women who yesterday returned home, and pray that the next 4 years brings peace to Israel and throughout the Middle East. Almighty God, grant all Americans the opportunity to realize our shared dream of a life filled with peace and plenty, health and happiness, compassion and contribution. Stir within us the confidence to rise to this moment. For while we trust in God, God's trust is in us, the American people. America is called to greatness, to be a beacon of light and a mover of history. May our nation merit the fulfillment of Jeremiah's blessing, that like a tree planted by water, we shall not cease to bear fruit. May all of humanity experience your love and your blessing. May it be thy will, and let us say, Amen.
Right back with more coverage in just a moment. Stay tuned live.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Last segment of our live show, let's go back to the inauguration ceremonies.
In every molehill in Mississippi, from every state, every city, every village, and every hamlet. And when we let freedom ring, we will be able to speed up were all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, Jew and Gentile, will be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank you, God Almighty. We are free at last. If you believe what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on, put your hands together and give your great God great glory.
All right, as we see this live happening right now, the final prayers that just ended as the inauguration ceremony comes to an end. And there'll be official close out now. We'll go to that.
Almighty and eternal God, we gather here today in reverence, joined in our shared hopes and dreams for our beloved nation. In this sacred moment of the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, we turn our hearts to you, seeking your divine assistance and abundant blessings upon this pivotal moment in history. We come before you with profound gratitude for the many gifts you have bestowed upon our land. Thank you for the freedoms we cherish, for the strength of our communities, and for the resilience of our spirit. As our President and Vice President embrace their newly appointed roles, we humbly implore that your everlasting love and wisdom will envelop them. Grant them the clarity of mind to navigate the challenges that lie ahead, and the compassion to serve all citizens with fairness and integrity. May their hearts be filled with a giving spirit and sincere understanding for those whom they represent. May they be beacons of hope in times of uncertainty and prophetic voices in defending the dignity of all created life. We pray for a spirit of collaboration to flourish in our government and across our nation, fostering an environment where dialogue and heartfelt listening will prevail over division or discord. May each decision made by our President and Vice President reflect the values of justice and peace. As we embark on this new chapter, we also seek your comfort, O God, for those who feel lost or disheartened. In this time of transition, may your light shine upon them, reaffirming their belief in a brighter tomorrow. May we all strive to lift one another, supporting our fellow citizens with kindness and empathy, recognizing that together we can overcome any adversity. Grant us the strength to endure, the courage to face our fears, and the clarity to see the light that remains, even when clouds of uncertainty may gather. Inspire our new leaders to be champions for the vulnerable and advocates for those whose voices are often silenced. May they pursue policies that promote the well-being of all, seeking to build bridges that will foster unity and belonging. As we stand witness to this inauguration, we hold fast to the faith, to our faith, in the goodness of each of us and the possibility of change. We trust that with your guidance, O God, our nation can move forward to a future filled with promise, prosperity, and understanding. And finally, we lift our hearts in gratitude for the beloved parents of President Trump. Without Mary and Fred Trump, this day would never be the miracle that has just begun. From their place in heaven, may they shield their son from all harm by their loving protection and give him the strength to guide our nation along the path that will make America great again. Let us go forth now with these words of President Trump's emblazoned on our hearts. As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, then we will not fail. We stand tall, we stand proud, because we are Americans. And Americans kneel to God, and to God alone. Amen.
That was the conclusion of the invocations here as the prayers all just happened. We were watching to see if there's any more that will be going on. I believe it's just a musical performance still left. We'll give it a moment. We'll cut back to that. I did want to encourage you all. It's a historic day. It's a big moment. We're going to be back tomorrow with our normal scheduled programming, a normal show. We'll you know, bring in all the commentary. We'll see all of the executive orders that have been brought in today. We'll go through everything, the pardons that happened. But today we wanted to spend this day with you all watching the festivities of President Trump. Now, President Trump happening right now. Let's hear what's going on right now. Let's cut back in just for a moment. I believe the inauguration ceremony of President Donald Trump, the 47th president of the United States. I want to encourage you all to stay tuned, though. We are actually going to play a really amazing piece that our video team did outlining the last few years or last year or so, year and a half or so. And it's really pretty fascinating to watch. And I think you're going to want to stay tuned. So if you're watching online, don't go anywhere. We've got a very special piece that our video team put together of where we are and where we came from, how we got here. I encourage you in this moment, as the festivities now ending, President Trump heading off into the White House, headed to the parties tonight. It's a wild time, man. Nothing you really could have probably predicted just a few years ago, that in the Capitol Rotunda, here we would have the inauguration of our new 47th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Pray for our nation. Pray for our president. And if you can, support the work of the ACLJ today. Become an ACLJ champion. We're going to break down all the news we have. I mean, a lot with the hostages that were released. We want to today, though, spend our time on this historic day watching with you all. So again, stay tuned. If you're watching, don't go anywhere on YouTube or Rumble. Very special video presentation by our incredible team here that you're not going to want to miss. Again, that will start in just a few seconds. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Take a look.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.